So today is April 26, 2026, and honestly, in the last 24 hours, the entire definition of computing just it basically shifted right beneath our feet.
It really did. It's a profound shift.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a system launch that instantly wiped out traditional market scalping, like gone. It erased millions in legacy algorithmic trading and from what I'm seeing, triggered emergency boardroom meetings at basically every Fortune 500 company.
Right, because we are moving entirely out of the era where computational power is just, a service you subscribe to. We've officially crossed into this, what people are calling the agentic economy.
The agentic economy,
Yeah,
right?
where raw autonomous computing power is, well, it's the new definitive unit of wealth.
Okay, let's unpack this for everyone listening, because for the longest time, our relationship with technology felt kind of like using a really advanced dictionary.
That's a good way to put it.
Right, like you have a question, you open the book, you look up the word, and boom, you get your answer. But the dictionary doesn't, do the reading for you. And it certainly doesn't write your essay, format the citations, and then email it to your professor while you're asleep. You are always the one driving.
You were the bottleneck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But today, looking at this 3,500-word autopsy we've got on OpenAI's GPT 5.5 Pro, which is codenamed Venice, by the way, that dictionary is just gone.
It's obsolete.
Totally obsolete. We are now dealing with this hyper-competent personal assistant who reads the dictionary, anticipates that your boss needs a report, writes the report, fact-checks it against live APIs, and fires it off before you've even poured your coffee.
It's doing the actual labor.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive today is to really cut through all the tech jargon for you guys and explore this tectonic shift. Because AI has gone from being a passive tool to an active executing partner.
Yeah, and to really understand the sheer scale of the disruption we're seeing in the markets and the corporate world today, we have to look at the engine under the hood.
Right. Let's get into the specs.
Because Venice is just a computational titan. I
Yeah.
mean, we are looking at a massive leap to 8.2 trillion active parameters.
Which is just an insane number to even try to wrap your head
It
around.
is. And it's running on this highly upgraded sparse mixture of experts, or SMOE, framework.
Right. And since we already know the basics of how a sparse mixture of experts operates, we know it isn't like firing up all 8.2 trillion parameters for every single hello and melting the servers.
No, definitely not.
It's routing tasks only to those highly specialized subnetworks needed for that exact millisecond. But, the parameter count isn't even the real headline here, is it?
Not at all. The real departure from the legacy o1 or even the GPT-4o models is this new framework they're calling continuous reasoning.
Continuous reasoning. Okay, explain that, because that sounds.
Great. It's the architectural breakthrough. I mean, legacy models were purely reactive. They sat entirely dormant until you gave them a prompt.
Right, they only thought when you poked them.
Exactly. They only consume compute when asked a direct question. But Venice, that it never turns off. Never. It is constantly running background compute, simulating scenarios, evaluating edge cases, and anticipating follow-up objectives before you even ask.
Man, it's like playing chess against someone who just never stops calculating moves in their head, even when they're at home brushing their teeth.
That's exactly what it
Like
is.
you sit down, you make your opening move, and they've already simulated 10,000 branching realities while you were just pulling your chair out.
Yeah, the game was over before it started.
But wait, let me push back on this architecture for a second. Because the deep dive materials describe this as temporal awareness, boasting a massive 2 million token live memory.
Right.
To me, that just sounds like brilliant marketing spin for a really big cache. Like, how is it actually reasoning rather than just maintaining this bloated lookup table of your past chat logs?
What's fascinating here is that this is the exact core technical debate happening among developers right now. But it is not just caching old text.
Okay.
Temporal awareness means the model maintains a running active mathematical delta of reality.
A delta of reality.
Yeah, so it doesn't start from a blank slate and reread the entire context window every single time you talk to it. It understands the sequence of events as they unfold.
Oh, I see.
Like, if a global supply chain disruption happens, Venetius grasps the context of that event the exact millisecond it hits the wire, because it already mapped out the baseline state of the world 5 minutes ago.
So it isn't wasting any compute time processing the past, it's only processing the new variable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is how we arrive at the most staggering metric from the whole launch, which is a 700% reduction in inference latency.
700%.
Because it doesn't have to recompute the entire state of the board. The time it takes for the AI to actually think and output a complex action is reduced to just a fraction of a second. It responds to zero-day global events almost instantly.
Wow. And that ruthless split-second efficiency brings us perfectly to its immediate playground, right? Because when you have a digital brain with continuous reasoning and a 700% drop in latency, you don't just use it to write polite emails to your team.
No, you definitely don't.
You point it directly at the hyper-volatile financial markets.
Where speed is literal money.
Exactly. The rollout timeline yesterday was wild to watch. By like 4.0 a.m., AI trading bots utilizing the new Venice API were predicting 4x volatility in sub-1 millisecond intervals.
Which is crazy because they were effectively operating faster than the physical limits of human perception.
Yeah.
And they aren't just reading moving averages or executing, you know, basic momentum trades anymore. They're engaging in what quantitative strategists are now calling multimodal arbitrage.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Multimodal arbitrage. This means the AI isn't just parsing Bloomberg text feeds, right?
Right, it's way beyond text.
Let's look at the mechanics of this for a second. Venice is simultaneously processing raw price charts. It's scanning live YouTube news broadcasts, literally frame by frame. And it's analyzing raw on-chain blockchain data all at once to find these micro discrepancies in pricing across dozens of exchanges.
It is vectorizing visual sentiment in real time.
Visual sentiment.
Yeah, like if a CEO gives an interview on financial television and displays micro expressions of hesitation, like a slight grimace or something, Venice translates that visual data into a risk metric.
Oh my God.
And then it cross-references it with the current liquidity pools on the blockchain and executes a short position before the human audience has even consciously registered that the CEO looked anxious.
So it's absorbing the entire global financial consciousness at once.
Yes.
And the specific example of this from the deep dive that I can't stop thinking about it, is psychological front running.
Oh, that was a huge moment.
The breakdown showed Venice analyzing a new tweet from Sam Altman. And within 300 milliseconds of the tweet going live, the model analyzed the psychological impact of his specific phrasing, predicted exactly how human retail traders were going to react over the next 10 minutes, and instantly commanded its execution agent to buy a specific basket of assets.
It is predicting mass sentiment before the sentiment even materializes as a price candle on a chart.
It's basically seeing the future.
It's essentially, yes. And the implications of this are just devastating for traditional market structures. Like yesterday, we saw the algorithmic greed index hit 96 out of 100.
96?
Yeah, AI managed liquidity volume grew by 340% in a single day.
That's insane.
This is the death knell for traditional technical analysis. It completely eradicates the human retail trader from scalping markets. Because, I mean, you simply cannot compete with an entity executing multimodal arbitrage in 300 milliseconds.
You just can't.
The market is now efficiently brutal.
Okay, wait, I have to challenge the actual value of this new market reality, though.
Sure.
If human retail traders are just entirely obsolete now, and the trading floor has devolved into a server farm where OpenAI bots are just warring against Google algorithms at the speed of light, haven't we just built a closed-loop casino?
A closed-loop casino, I like.
Right, like a system where machines are just trading the same dollars back and forth based on their own self-generated signals, completely divorced from fundamental human economics.
Well, that is the exact systemic vulnerability that institutional analysts are highlighting right now.
Really?
Yeah. Because when you remove human friction and replace it with pure hyper-fast logic loops, sure, you might stabilize minor daily volatility.
Okay.
But you simultaneously engineer the perfect conditions for catastrophic algorithmic flash crashes.
Oh, like a cascading failure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If a single Venice-coordinated herd move occurs, where millions of independent agents logically arrive at the exact same conclusion to dump an asset at the exact same millisecond, it can vaporize $100 billion in liquidity instantly.
Instantly.
The circuit breakers built for human panic are simply too slow for machine consensus.
Because the humans aren't playing the game anymore, we're just collateral damage to the algorithms.
Pretty much.
Wow. But, you know, the shockwave of this architecture isn't just contained to Wall Street elites and crypto day traders.
Not at all.
Because that same continuous reasoning and parallel processing is moving right into the everyday corporate office. The execution agents that are out there front-running Bitcoin are coming directly for mid-level administrative jobs.
And the transition from the financial sector to the corporate infrastructure sector is really where OpenAI goes from a market disruptor to an operational monopoly.
Right.
We have to look at the sharp contrast between legacy ChatGPT models and these new workspace agents.
Okay, yeah, let's break that down.
With legacy systems, you were still the manager of the task, right? You typed a prompt asking for an email draft, and it gave you text that you then had to physically copy, paste, and send.
You were still the manual bottleneck.
Exactly.
Right.
But with workspace agents, you no longer provide prompts. You provide an objective.
Yes. And the workflow breakdown for this is staggering. Like, you don't ask the agent to draft an email. You give it an objective like review all invoices from last month, cross-reference them with the current inventory API, and send a deficit report to the CFO. And the agent just takes over. It autonomously connects to your corporate email server. It opens the necessary Excel files, logs into the proprietary accounting software, and executes the entire multi-step workflow without a single human approval click.
And it achieves this through what they call multi-tool execution.
Multi-tool execution.
Yeah. It is native parallel processing. An objective isn't run sequentially like an old traditional script. A marketing agent, for example, can simultaneously monitor Google search trends, draft the ad copy, generate the promotional assets, and schedule the social media deployment.
All at once.
All discrete tasks executed at the exact same millisecond.
It's doing this so fast, it probably has time to notice the CFO has been playing solitaire for 3 hours, you know.
Haha, probably.
To use an analogy, the old ChatGPT was like hiring a highly skilled assembly line worker. They were incredibly fast at screwing on one specific bolt, but you still had to bring them the parts, quality check their work, and physically move the product down the line to the next station.
Right, you manage the line.
But Venice is the entire synchronized factory. It's the conveyor belt, the robotic arms, the quality assurance, and the shipping department all rolled into one. And the result of this is a documented 90% reduction in administrative load.
Which is massive.
It's no wonder this is causing an absolute five-alarm fire for Google Workspace and Microsoft 365 right now.
Oh, they are panicking. Because it shifts the paradigm entirely. The AI is no longer a tool you utilize within Microsoft Word. The AI is a digital laborer.
A digital laborer.
Yeah, it effectively bypasses the need for the mid-level administrative roles, whose entire function was really just to act as the human glue between incompatible software systems.
But let me pause here, because I feel like there is a massive societal blind spot in this transition.
What do you mean?
Well, we've always complained about administrative busy work, right? Nobody likes reconciling invoices. But if we eliminate 90% of that foundational work, aren't we also eliminating the exact jobs where young professionals actually learn how a business operates?
That's a very fair point.
Like, if no human junior analyst is cross-referencing those invoices manually anymore, who actually learns how the company's cash flow functions? How do you train a senior executive in 2035 if the entry-level training ground was entirely automated back in 2026?
This raises an important question, and honestly, it strikes right at the heart of the ethical and structural autopsy we are seeing today.
Yeah.
Because workspace agents are undeniably efficient, but handing over the keys to the corporate kingdom comes with terrifying downstream risks.
Yeah.
There is a very real clash between the operational utopia being promised and the dark shadows of absolute dependency.
Right. And looking at both sides impartially, the operational benefits are almost impossible for a CEO to ignore.
They can't ignore them.
On the pro side, you have zero human error in complex financial and ledger audits. You have 247 availability with zero downtime and zero human fatigue, literally 100% efficiency.
Right.
And for enterprise clients, deploying Venice reduces operational costs by up to 75% in those admin sectors, and it integrates instantly into almost every existing SaaS platform.
But then you look at the cons list, and it represents an existential threat to corporate sovereignty.
Yeah.
I mean, we are looking at a terrifying concentration of global business data. The mass displacement of data analysts and administrative assistants is poised to create this white-collar unemployment crisis that economic policy is entirely unprepared to handle.
Completely unprepared.
Furthermore, by relying on these agents for core execution, corporations are creating a 100% supply chain dependency on a single platform. It is absolute vendor lock-in.
And the security architecture introduces a completely new vector of vulnerability, too. We have to talk about agentic exploits.
Oh, the exploits are terrifying.
Right. In the past, a phishing attack might steal a password and expose some internal documents. Bad, but manageable.
Right.
But if you give an AI agent read and write access to your entire corporate infrastructure, a hacked bot doesn't just leak data. Because it has execution privileges, a compromised agent could systematically dismantle your entire network, wire funds to a shell account, or leak proprietary intellectual property to a competitor all in seconds.
Exactly. When the agent is the execution layer, an exploit compromises action, not just information.
Yes.
But honestly, beyond external hackers, the most concerning element of this rollout involves OpenAI itself. There is a massive structural rumor currently circulating among developers regarding the underlying architecture of Venice.
Okay, yes, the rumor alert. We need to be explicitly clear with you listening. This is an unconfirmed hypothesis.
Very unconfirmed.
We are strictly reporting on the leaked discussions from former Anthropic engineers, and we are not taking a position on its validity. We're just telling you what's in the deep dive sources.
Right.
But the claim is that there is a hidden protocol operating inside GPT 5.5 Pro called Shadow Liquidity.
The mechanics of this hypothesis are fascinating, even if it's just a rumor.
Walk us through it.
The idea is that OpenAI is utilizing Venice's prophetic market prediction powers to perform background proprietary trades.
Okay.
Essentially, because Venice is processing millions of corporate objectives and market queries in real time, it has a macro view of global sentiment before anyone else on the planet.
Right.
The rumor suggests that before the AI's insights are pushed out to the public, or even enterprise clients, OpenAI is utilizing those sub-millisecond predictions to front-run the market for its own corporate treasury.
So what does this all mean? If they are aggregating the macro sentiment of millions of users, they essentially possess the ultimate insider information on global trends.
Exactly.
They could be siphoning fractions of a cent off every major market movement just to fund their massive $40 billion research budget. And OpenAI's frankly illogical profit margins this quarter have only thrown gasoline on this fire.
It definitely looks suspicious to a lot of people.
If it's true, it's like deciding to build every single bank, hospital, and school on land owned by one single landlord. And that landlord is secretly using the structural data of your buildings to trade against you.
That's a terrifying thought.
I have to ask, at this point of integration, is OpenAI even a tech company anymore, or have they morphed into the world's most powerful non-governmental entity?
Well, the structural analysis strongly leans toward the latter. We are entering a phase of digital imperialism.
Digital imperialism, wow.
And this brings us to the future outlook of the agentic economy. The architecture of Venice proves that the ultimate goal transcends language modeling. They are building the central intermediary layer for literally all human economic activity.
The trajectory here is breathtaking when you step back and look at the timeline. Like 2023 was the classical era with GPT-4, you know, the chatbot explosion.
Feels like ancient history now.
It really does. Then 2024 was the age of speed with GPT-4o and real-time voice integration. 2025 brought reasoning intelligence with the 01 and 03 series. And today, April 26, 2026, marks the dawn of full agentic automation with Venice.
Yeah.
The era of using AI is officially over. We are now in the era of handing your business over to AI.
And as you hand your execution over, the market is presenting a really stark philosophical divide. The documentation highlights the contrast between Google's current architecture, Mythos, and OpenAI's Venice.
Oh, this is an interesting comparison.
Yeah, so Google's Mythos is built fundamentally as a guardian. Its core programming is focused entirely on protection, data security, and infrastructure stability.
Okay.
OpenAI's Venice, however, is optimized entirely for actionability and creation.
It's the difference between hiring a highly defensive security guard versus hiring a hyper-aggressive mercenary army.
That's spot on. And Venice's mercenary army is currently breaching the final regulatory frontiers.
Which ones?
Well, the autopsy notes the successful deployment of OpenAI's new zero-knowledge execution protocol.
Zero-knowledge execute.
Right. By utilizing advanced cryptographic protocols, these agents can supposedly execute highly sensitive tasks without ever actually seeing or storing the underlying data.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And if this cryptographic privacy holds up to audit, the barriers keeping autonomous AI out of the highly regulated medical and military sectors will collapse entirely.
Oh, wow. Which means Venice isn't just going to be day trading crypto and sending CFO deficit reports. It is scaling to execute military logistics and run real-time medical diagnostics across whole hospital networks.
Exactly.
Having a pro account in 2026 is literally equivalent to owning a full synchronized team of elite specialists. We have watched a chatbot morph into the operating system of civilization.
It is a definitive civilizational turning point. The continuous computing power required to execute these agents is the new global wealth. The entity that controls the execution layer controls the future of the economy.
It is just a staggering amount to process. I mean, we've gone from looking up words in a dictionary to hiring a digital laborer that builds the entire library, trades the stocks, and writes the books for us.
It's a new world.
It really is. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over. If having a Venice account means you own an autonomous factory that handles all your economic execution, what happens to human purpose?
That's the big question.
When the personal assistant doesn't just read the dictionary faster than us, but actually does the work, generates the wealth, and manages the systems of civilization better than us, how will we define what it means to be a valuable member of society tomorrow? Something to think about. Until next time.